good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Jessica Hornick will be reading and signing A Door on the River poems at several events over the next few weeks in our region. We'll talk about those this morning. In her first book, Hornick's poems carry power rooted in nature, place, and family. It marks the emergence of a beautiful, confident voice in the landscape of American poetry. Born right here in Albany, raised in Clifton Park, earned degrees from Cornell and New York University, and now back in this region, the WMC listening area, and putting out this beautiful volume of poetry. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Jessica Hornick to the Roundtable. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Joe.
It's a great pleasure to have you on the program. So you'll be reading. I'll go over this list in a moment in more detail. But you're going to be reading tonight at the Bookhouse in Stuyvesant Plaza at 6 o'clock. You're going to be at Russell Sage on the 25th, and then on the 10th you'll be at Spotty Dog and Hudson. So a lot of great stuff. Give us a sense of how this particular collection came to be.
Well, this is poems that I've written throughout my adult life. I don't think it's a surprise to anyone that it's very difficult to get a book of poetry published.
No, we heard that poetry is makes you a lot of money.
You know, I'm not quitting my day job.
Makes you very, very wealthy, and these books just fly off the handles, and publishers are standing in line to sign you up.
Yeah, in my dreams. But I was very fortunate to have found a publisher, Chatwin Books, in Seattle. And it's been a wonderful partnership, and I am thrilled to have a book.
So is this a collection in the truest sense of poems that you have written over time, or do you feel that there was or was it more deliberate in nature of putting it together in this particular format?
They are written over a long span of time, but I began collecting poems in a book form a long time ago. That book morphed over time. Poems fell out. I put new poems in. This book represents what I think is my best work.
Okay. So you were always sort of working in that direction.
Yes.
Of this is how this is going to be. I've heard this described by poets in a number of ways. There's the Billy Collins way of just taking them all and putting them down on the carpet and looking at them and then rearranging them like some weird literary twister game, and also as you've described it, of sort of just looking at the book and saying, okay, maybe this on page 15 would be better on page 30 kind of thing.
Well, the one thing that was a constant, I have a sequence called The Invisible Woman, and that reflects work from my life as a young mother up until my life as an empty nester. That section always was central to the book, and that has always been in the same order. The order of the poems around it was something that I worked on with my publisher, and I know that he did take all of my poems and spread them out on the floor, and it was just a fantastic process to do that with someone who knew what he was doing.
Right. That's always key,
yes,
obviously.
Yes.
I'm hoping you can give us a couple examples of your work and read a poem from A Door on the River.
I'd love to. I will read the first poem in the book. August. Sighing as I go, exhaling summer's heat, I'm done. Done introducing the goldenrod to the roadside society of asters. My final act. September wakes now to a blue like no other, a glazed transparency, the sunlight downright urgent on the backs of blackbirds. The river sparkles hard, as though an unglimpsed immortality pressed up from below, as though.
Mm. That is August from the collection A Door on the River by Jessica Hornick. There is a nature theme as well. Right?
Very much so, yeah. I take a lot of my inspiration from nature.
So how is that influenced in the sense of, is that through walks, hikes, communicating, noticing, driving in a car, looking, or all of the above?
Yes. Henry James said, try to be one on whom nothing is lost. And I have always felt that way, with a view, or as you say, riding in the car, looking out the window. I have a rage to see. And when I see and feel that there's something I need to say about it, I head to my notebook.
And in that notebook, do you feel that you're always working on something, or do you do it as needed?
I think poetry is always in the background, but I am more of an Elizabeth Bishop style writer. I am not prolific. I am not Emily Dickinson. Wish I were, but they come slowly. They come not every day of the week, but it's always, always in the background. I'm always ready for it when it strikes.
So give us another example. Please read another poem for us if you could.
So this is the last poem in the Invisible Woman sequence. The Invisible Woman stands out. I wait in the yard on the hard ground, outside my door on the river, the air's foundling, as though the earth were meeting me halfway through space. The house is a vessel stowing my family safely out of sight of time, while blue jays toss in the cloud's foam. As dusk materializes, lamps break the code of every other house. The sky seems as much my home.
Again, a poem from A Door on the River, poems by Jessica Hornick. When it seems as you, like most poets, I think most poets enjoy reading their material.
It's a pleasure. Because it's a pleasure to have a reader and a listener. It's
sure.
It's what you're doing it for.
So you'll be doing a lot of these events coming up.
Yeah.
So let me get the whole schedule here. Tonight you're going to be at the Bookhouse, the Stuyvesant Plaza. You're going to be doing a reading and a signing. So you'll be reading from your work
tonight.
That's
at 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock tonight at the Bookhouse of Stuyvesant Plaza in Albany, New York. Then on Thursday, the 25th of October, you're going to be part of the Rev Reading Series. That's in the Poetry Room in the Shea Learning Center on the Russell Sage campus in Troy. That is at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday, the 10th of November, followed by you have the reading, and then that will be followed by a DJ dance party.
This is how the series works. They have three readers and a party.
There you go. There's nothing
you
wrong with that.
You can't beat it.
There's nothing wrong with
no.
that. It's the volume reading series, and we've been talking a lot about that on the show over the past several weeks. At our good friends putting this on, Spotty Dog Books and Ale on Warren Street in Hudson, and a reading followed by a DJ dance party. And the books are around, right? You can find them.
You can find them at local bookstores, or you can order them at local bookstores. They're on Amazon. You can order them direct from chatwinbooks.com.
A good independent publisher. So if you want to just alleviate the middleman, you can go to chatwinbooks.com or find them.
And if you want to support your local independent bookseller, that's a wonderful option.
Bookhouse, Open Door, Northshire, Spotty Dog, they all have it.
All those great places.
Excellent. All good friends of ours. A Door on the River, poems by Jessica Hornick. It is out, published by Chatwin Books. Jessica, what a great pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us. Congratulations on the collection, and best of luck in the future with
Well,
that.
Thank you very much, Joe. It's a
very
pleasure
nice
to talk
have
to you.
Here. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.